Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today I have a lot of fun news to share, as well as some updates on some features, because we're in the last few days before it's officially time to vote. Now, if you're like me, I did my mail-in ballot, and some people like to drop those off earlier. Some people actually go to the polling places the day of. Whatever your style is, it's fine. I just think that you should definitely take advantage of your right to vote. So I wanted to discuss with you guys and give you guys a really cool update on a new Facebook feature that makes it a little bit easier to vote, as well as a really funny story later on, which is not too funny, but it's funny to me in a way. But anyway, so first off, I wanted to start off with this story. Now, I always think it's really cool when people get turn viral, or get Insta fame, their 15 minutes of fame, whatever it may be, especially through social media. But when it's doing something like fun or positive, and it's not something negative, you know, and especially if it's showcasing their talents. Now, if you're like me, I have never tried mechanical bull riding. There was this one place in Newport when I was going to college, when I was in college, and I honestly can't think of the name of the restaurant at this time. But if you're from the Newport Beach, Irvine, Orange County area, it was in Triangle Square. It's the upstairs where they have the mechanical bull, and it's near the movie theater. But anyways, I can't think of it right now. I'll look it up later if I remember. But whatever. So there is this restaurant, bar, saloon slash, they had really good food, honestly. I loved their food there. But in the middle of the inside, they had really good happy hour. Now I want that place right now. But anyways, so they have a mechanical bull inside that a lot of people would ride and have fun, and people would go there. I had friends that would have like their birthdays there to celebrate, because it's a lot of fun. But I never tried it, and I was always too nervous because, one, I didn't want to embarrass myself, and two, I didn't want to get hurt, because I just feel like I'm the type of person where I would go on the mechanical bull and just so happens that I would fling off and hit the railing or slam my arm on something, and just, it was just too many factors, and I'm not a risk taker. But anyways, so if you've ever tried riding a mechanical bull, I don't know if it's fun. It must be fun because it's very popular and people love it. And depending on where you are in the United States or around the world, there are more versions of mechanical bulls. There's mechanical bulls. They have like mechanical trout, just whatever, you know, I don't know, just whatever. But anyways, so it looks like a lot of fun, but it also looks very difficult. And it looks like you have to do, like, you really need to know how to ride a mechanical bull to, you know, do it correctly, I guess, and to last up there longer. But then they go faster and they jerk you harder because they want to buck you off, right? So, but whatever, whatever. So my story that I wanted to share with you guys, and you guys may have seen him already because he's going viral right now for his talent. There's a man who is named Anthony, and according to Storyful, he is right. This takes place in Hampton, Virginia. So if you are over in Virginia, then maybe you've seen this guy in life. I don't know. But he's riding the mechanical bull. But the cool thing about him is, and which I think is so incredible, is the fact that he's not just sitting down. I don't even think he really sits down on the bull at all. But he like starts standing on the bull and he looks like he's surfing. Then he starts dancing, like really dancing and like kind of power walk or moonwalking on the back of the mechanical bull. And he even like removes his tie, like he's wearing really nice slacks. And it's just really funny because it's a really fun performance. And so if you haven't seen it, it's a lot of fun, and it makes it seem that it's not that difficult, and it makes it seem like riding a mechanical bull is really just all in our head and that you can literally dance on top of one. And so if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. He is all over social media. I first saw his video on Facebook, And then some people were tweeting the video as well. And then now it's even on USA Today. They did a short article on it as well. So it's everywhere, really. He's getting his few minutes of fame. I haven't seen any of his other videos, so I don't know if this is common for him. It really does look like he is definitely experienced, but I don't know if there's other videos of him. I don't know if this is a performance, but it was just a lot of fun. And like I said, I love it when there are viral videos and people become insta-famous because of something fun. And because they're doing something, and you could tell he's thoroughly enjoying himself. So if you haven't seen him, look it up. It was first posted on Storyful, but I mean, it's everywhere now. You could probably, I Googled as well because I wanted to rewatch it. You could just Google man dancing on mechanical bull and you'll find him. He's right there. My man, Anthony. So anyways, speaking of Facebook, now Facebook, like I said, I am a true believer in the fact that you should just vote. And not just vote and just not make an educated decision when you're voting, but that you shouldn't blow voting off and that you should definitely look into and research voting and to research the candidates and to research because it's okay if you don't know this because you may be new to voting. Maybe you just earned your citizenship. Maybe you're 18 and this is your first go around. But no matter whether you have been voting, because there are even some people and adults in my life that don't vote for everything. You know what I mean? And or they're not quite aware or they're not as educated on all of the ballots. So on your ballot, for those of you who do not know, I'm just going to give you this little piece right now. But especially in these elections, so there are the presidential candidates. And there's more than just the two, because there's more than just the Democratic and Republican Party that you could vote for. So if you are interested in seeing the other parties represented as presidential candidates, you can definitely research that. And then there are also, depending on your state, depending what state you're in, there are different propositions and different measures that you can also vote on. And you can also vote on, like, for instance, I live here in California. So on my ballot, there were also different candidate and potential candidates running for office at the state and county level as well. So then there's also you vote for like the senator, you vote for congressmen and women, you vote for in California most recently, well, on my ballot that I just mailed in, that we also have different people for like the school board and things like that and different measures. And so it's a really good idea to take into account that there is more than just what we see as far as the presidential debates on TV. There's a lot that can affect you and directly and indirectly affect you more close to home if you don't vote on certain propositions and measures within your state, your county, and all of that, because those are ones that truly, and our representatives from each state are truly what we have to worry about as well. And so, because, you know, there's certain things that we vote on in California that don't matter to people even in Nevada or matter to people living in Texas. So, but anyways, but and what I'm trying to say is that with all of that, there it can be kind of confusing. And I think that that's why some people who don't readily stay on top of politics are very over, that you could feel overwhelmed. And like, if this is your first time voting, you don't know where to start, you don't know how to, and it can be kind of embarrassing to ask for some people. Or you just don't know who to ask, and or the people that you do ask, they tell you, well, you should just vote for so-and-so or vote for this, vote yes on this, because, and we have like commercials, and I was watching TV with my mom the other day, and they had one commercial come on that was for a candidate, and then right immediately after, it was a commercial bashing that same candidate. So you know what I'm saying? It's really, it can be kind of confusing and difficult to search through everything. And to, the best thing to do is to read up on it yourself and to read it and get your own understanding and make your own educated guess. And so the cool thing that Facebook has done is Facebook, it says, has launched a voting planning tool for you so that you can to help you learn about local and national candidates. And so it's really cool. And it's on your Facebook. You could do it even from your phone. And what it is, it's just wanting to help you learn about and local, state, and national politicians. And so it's really cool because what you can do is that, and this feature I thought was really nice is, and the reason why Facebook is doing this is because not everybody gets sample ballots before elections. And so there really are some of you that are out there in the dark. And so what it is that the planning tool shows the candidates that will appear on your ballot, and you can tap on, there's like a portion where you can tap on about the candidate, and you can see their stance on certain issues, their endorsements, recent posts, website links, if they're available. And then, also you can, there's also a way that users can submit information in regards to local candidates to kind of, to give different opinions, because you want to see every angle and you want to see every side and then look it up for yourself as well. And then there's also provide more info. So if you want to give your piece about a certain candidate, then you could give your piece in the provide info. And then also you can favorite. So if there's somebody that you know, you read up on them, you learned about them, and you kind of are agreeing with some of the positions that they have, you can favorite that candidate. Because sometimes, and this happened to me, when you're reading so much and you're learning so much, it can get confusing and you can forget who was for what stance and who it was that, and especially if you're not too familiar with politics, then sometimes it could be like, ooh, who was it that I said that I like that they said that? And so you can favorite them. And then the nice thing about that too is that at the end, when you go through everything, and it's good because a lot of the information that's provided to you is provided by the different candidates in their campaigns. So it's not really bipartisan, which is fine, but then it gives you the direct source information from direct sources. And then the really nice thing about it as well is that you can even search, you have the option to print out your favorites into, it's a planning tool. So it's really, really nice, because if you are someone who's going to the polls, or perhaps you are wanting to plan how you are going to vote before marking down on your mail in or drop off ballot, then this is really nice, because then you can print it out or you can save it. And then that way, and you can also even share it. If you're a person who wants to share your political opinions on Facebook, you can share it to your entire Facebook feed. You can send it to certain people. You can save it just for yourself so you can reference it later when it's time to vote. So it's really, really nice. They make it really, really easy. And then also the really nice thing is that, Google itself, you can just Google and literally just type in election ballot or local candidates. And depending on where you are and depending on what you type in as far as your location, you can also learn about candidates as well through that. So that's my piece on that. Like I said, if you're not sure, you can definitely go onto Facebook and get some direct and easy access, which I think is pretty smart on Facebook's behalf, because so many people spend so much time on Facebook. And if you're spending all of your time on Facebook, then this is a way to be kind of more productive and making use of your time on Facebook. So I'm going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, I want to discuss a bachelorette who has decided to delete all of her social media accounts. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I will be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's GSMCpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline. And now, I love social media, and you guys have already been told multiple times before that I literally love Instagram. I love Instagram. If I had to pick just one social media platform, Instagram all the way. I don't even post too much on Instagram, but just, I don't know. I just like Instagram. It's easier. It's simple. It's one and done type of a thing. But I mean, I have accounts on other platforms. I have a Facebook. I have a Twitter, Instagram. What else do I have? I don't know. I can't think of anything else. I did have Vine when it first started, but then I stopped having Vine like that week. So I did have Vine for just a moment, and I never really got onto Google Plus. It wasn't really my thing. I don't have a YouTube account. That's it, I guess. So I guess I have Snapchat. I do have Snapchat. I don't really Snapchat that many people. It's only like the same three, but whatever. So social media is supposed to be, as we know, for fun and to enjoy and to laugh, giggle, post funny things, comment on each other, stay connected. I love my Facebook. And the one reason why I will never get rid of Facebook, even if I don't use it as often as I used to, is because I have people on my account that I like to stay connected with, that I grew up knowing, that have, we've all like moved. Some of us still live in our hometown. There's people on my Facebook. I have my really good friend from Texas who we only hung out one time, but we've stayed in touch through social media. So with that being said, at the same time, social media can be very overwhelming. And I know that for some people, it can be a source of a lot of problems. And I don't mean just problems with relationships or friendships. Like, I remember when MySpace had like the top 8, and it was like so wrong. If you went on your friend's MySpace and you were number 3 or number 2, or God forbid, just not even on the top 8, and then you would quickly log on to yours, or like go onto your MySpace top 8 and you would move them down or take them off to depending, and everybody was really happy when you could just change the number of top people that you had. And so I always played it safe. And then so when I had a MySpace, I just put my family up there, so then nobody could say anything. And I would just be like, no, the top people in my life are my family. And then people, what can you say to that, right? But anyway, so like I said, and a lot of people, we call it trolling, and that's when, and it happens to celebrities, it happens to us regular people, it happens to people of all ages, and it can be for any reason. But a lot of times trolling does happen to celebrities. And then of course we forget that celebrities, they have lives too, and they have feelings. You know what I'm saying? And bullying on the internet is not okay, regardless of who you are, what you look like, how old you are. Bullying is just not okay. And cyberbullying is not okay either. And so someone who has actually decided, her name is Sam Frost. And now you might remember her from The Bachelorette. She also has her own radio show as well. And she has just decided that to delete all of her social media accounts. And she did block a lot. So she's slowly been dealing with this problem because she gets a lot of negative comments and a lot of rude and negative feedback. And especially with just being in the media, she has had to deal a lot with people commenting on her relationship and her personal life. And it's been something that she's been struggling with for quite some time now. And she did say on her own show, she did say that she's basically going on a digital detox. And she's saying that it's not forever, but that she just needs a break. And I quote, "Social media makes me feel extremely anxious, and I don't want it to make me feel like that anymore." And so she's really just taken a step back, because regardless of how strong your self-esteem is, if you're constantly bombarded with negative feedback and negative comments and just nasty, mean, and rude things, it's really difficult to separate that, you know, if it's constantly being thrown in your face. And she did address the fact that people have been telling her, you know, well, you chose to be in the public life and in the public light. And so she's taking her own stance and her own opportunity just to delete everything and to just cut that out of her life, which I think is really, really good. And she was saying that she that because of some of the negative comments and negative things through people who comment or post about her, it led to her actually going through a bout of depression, and she never wanted to leave the house. And that's what my problem is right there, is just the fact that people don't realize how much their words can affect people. And if you're someone who is feeling the pressure, and especially I think growing up with social media being such a big deal, and I have to deal with this too, and I'm getting over it, but before, especially when I was in high school and college, I never wanted to miss anything. I always felt that I needed to be on social media accounts because I didn't want to miss anything, and that I was always worried that somebody would post something and I wouldn't know about it, or there would be a viral video that went, or a picture that went viral, and people would be discussing it and I would have no idea what they were talking about. And so I always had they call it like FOMO or whatever it's called, fear of missing out. And I do. And so only now that I've gotten older, I've started to like mellow out when it comes to that. But then again, I don't have people always spewing negative comments at me either. And so if you're someone who just feels that social media is either A, taking over your life, and especially if you're not getting paid for it, like if you're just letting it consume your life because you have fear of missing out, or fear of missing something that someone's going to post, or you just need to be just constantly on it for whatever reasons, or if you feel like people, like you're dealing with cyberbullying, then, you know, I think that you should follow suit when it comes to what Sam Frost has done. And it does take, and it sounds silly, but it's true, and I get it. For some people, it is really difficult to decide to delete your social media platforms and your accounts and things like that, or to put them, I think you can deactivate Facebook, so you don't necessarily have to completely delete it. You could just deactivate it and then come back later. So if you're like me, you don't want to lose all those friends or memories, whatever it may be, but you can just deactivate it. And there are also other ways to block people, but sometimes it's good just to completely shut it off and just to cut it out of your life and just enjoy your life without the added stress that social media can bring. So, I mean, whether you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, or even know who Sam Frost is, because I personally don't watch The Bachelorette, but I think it's a really big stance that she's taking, and she's showing that it's really not that big of a deal and that social media does not need to consume our life. So kudos to you, Sam. And whenever she decides to come back, if she ever decides to come back, I'm sure all of her fans that love her will be very excited to have her back. So anyways, I wanted to cut it to a quick break. And then when I come back, I wanted to discuss real quickly something that happened because of Snapchat and how Snapchat really did ruin somebody. Well, not ruined it for forever, but temporarily has ruined somebody's life. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and now this was the story that I had mentioned earlier in the episode that I said was kind of funny, but not funny, but kind of, but really not, but it made me giggle at first. So everybody knows that we should not drink and drive, regardless. You should not be buzzed and drive, none of that. But in here in California, you're not even allowed to be on your phone while driving. But a woman, a young lady, her name is Miranda Rader, was just arrested actually in Bryan, Texas, because she's 19 years old, so she's young. And so really, you guys, this is not okay. She was arrested because she hit a patrol vehicle. So she hit a police car, right? And it deployed the airbag, everything. So she didn't just kind of like tap it. She crashed into a police car. She rear-ended him, excuse me. And now Miranda, she does attend Texas A&M. But what the problem is, because, you know, accidents do happen, but then it's the cause of the accident which got her actually arrested. Okay, so she was Snapchatting her boyfriend, and in her affidavit, in the officer's affidavit, it says that I asked her why she was not dressed. So she's just, I don't know, she just was having a day, I guess. She just was not clearly, but whatever. So while driving, and she stated she was taking a Snapchat photo to send her boyfriend while she was at a red light. But the thing is that they also found in her car an open bottle of wine in the car. So she was clearly intoxicated. She's Snapchatting as well. And so she was arrested on suspicion of driving while intoxicated, but then she was released from jail on a $2,000 bail bond. So she did get released, and luckily she's not hurt. The officer inside the car, nobody was injured. But really, this is just kind of one of those things where we can say it all that you want, but it does happen. And no matter how careful that you think that you are when you're texting or Snapchatting, because I know people do Snapchat while they drive, and I know that people post, do all types of things. Talking on the phone is probably the least problematic of things that people do while behind the wheel, and especially if you shouldn't be drunk driving regardless, and then you mix in social media as well. And so Snapchat basically ruined her life, because she, well, not completely ruined her life, but she was released, like I said, but I'm sure there's going to be other ramifications for what she has done. And honestly, it's a good thing that she wasn't in California, because like I said, you're not even allowed to be on your phone behind the wheel. So that's actually going to do it for this episode. I just wanted to end it on that, just a warning to everyone as we enjoy. I mean, like I said, I love social media, but just be careful out there, and to make sure that you are just taking care of yourself. Don't do anything that you should not do behind the wheel. So like I said, that's going to do it. You can listen to this episode again, as well as any of our future and previous episodes, of course, on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I'll talk to you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.